Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Monday, October 24th. According to the National Weather Service, showers and thunderstorms are likely in the Cedar Rapids area before 2 p.m., then showers and possibly a thunderstorm between 2 and 4 p.m., then showers after 4 p.m. The high will be near 73. It will be breezy with a south wind 15 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. There's a 90% chance of precipitation. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and half of an inch are possible. Then tonight, more showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 2 a.m., with a low temperature around 45. Rock star and leader among leaders, Cedar Rapids Schools Superintendent Noreen Bush, who was diagnosed with cancer more than 2 years ago, died Sunday. She was 51. Cedar Rapids School Board member Jen Newman said Bush was a, quote, small woman with the largest shoes ever, end quote. And it will be hard to fill her role atop Iowa's second largest school district with about 16,000 students. The school board earlier planned to meet Monday to appoint an interim superintendent. Bush went on medical leave in September. The board last month accepted her resignation, effective June 30th. Bush graduated from the University of Northern Iowa with a bachelor's degree in English education. She earned her master's in educational leadership, administration, and superintendent certification from Drake. Bush began her career in education as an English and drama and forensics teacher in Clayton, Missouri. Before coming to Cedar Rapids Schools in 2019, Bush worked as a principal in the College Community School District. Bush was named 2021-22 Iowa Superintendent of the Year by the School Administrators of Iowa. She was nominated by her peers and selected for the award by a committee of other Iowa superintendents. A man died at the hospital after he was struck by gunfire outside an Iowa City bar early Sunday morning, according to an Iowa City Police Department news release. At 1:59 a.m., police were dispatched to the H Bar at 220 South Van Buren Street for a report of multiple shots fired in the alley. Before officers arrived, reports came in that one person was shot. At the scene, police found a man suffering from at least one gunshot wound. They provided emergency medical aid until an ambulance arrived and transported the man to a hospital where he died. Iowa City Police are seeking assistance from anyone who has additional information or security camera footage of the incident. In August, a woman was seriously injured in a similar shots fired incident in the alley outside the H Bar.